This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for March 28, 2024. The first patient is Mr. Michael LaCroix. The last name is LaCroix. Michael LaCroix. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old male that we have seen in the office today with a very complex medical history. The first problem that we have is the presence of hyperkalemia. The hyperkalemia is most likely associated to the presence of diabetes. This hyperkalemia has to be treated right away because we need to give him a non-steroidal aldosterone receptor. We are going to start the patient on metolazone 5 milligrams on a daily basis, and we're going to stop the use of the triamcinolone with hydrochlorothiazide. Number two, the patient has morbid obesity. The patient has been losing weight. He is he's lost more than 10 pounds. He's down to 231 pounds, and he continues to do so because he's concerned about his disease. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. This patient is a patient that is with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease depending on steroids. He's taking 5 milligrams, and he has not able to secure the administration of diabetes of Ozempic. He's advised to go to the primary to get the Ozempic and start the treatment in order to get a better reading of the hemoglobin A1C. This time was reported on March 20th of 2024. A value of 8.9 despite the fact that the patient is losing weight. Following number, nephrotic syndrome. This is a very complicated situation. He has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 7,673. Despite the fact that he's taking Farxiga 10 milligrams every day, we know that the patient has proteinuria for a lengthy period of time, but this proteinuria did not improve with the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor. We are going to use the non-steroidal aldosterone blocker, finerenone. But to get there, we have to control the hyperkalemia first. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease. The patient is followed by Dr. Sarkar. He has a PCI times two. Left anterior descending, and what he calls the widow maker. Following number, the patient has severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is steroid dependent and with a lot of bronchodilators. Following number, the essential hypertension. We are not going to change the prescription because the patient continues to lose weight, and with the administration of prednisone, I am hoping that the diastolic is going to be pretty close to 80. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient hasn't been able to take the statins on regular basis because of the leg pains. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux that is asymptomatic. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, vitamin B12 anemia. anemia, we is on supplementation. We are going to get a CMP on the 9th of April to assess the hyperkalemia, and we are going to see him in June with labs.